This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we'll join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.73 and a quarter, down 9. September corn, $5.98 and a quarter, down 11 and 3 quarters. December corn, $5.60 and a half, down 10. July soybeans were $14.97 and a half, down 25 and a half. August soybeans were $14.20 and three quarters, down 26 and a quarter. November soybeans, $12.85, down 25 and three quarters. July wheat, 700 and a half, down 6 and a half. September wheat, 707 and three quarters, down 6 and a half. Now here are your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Thursday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Thursday afternoon. Wednesday's Federal Reserve statement that a change may be coming in interest rates pushed markets lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 9 to 12 cents lower at 703 to 719. Soybeans are down 23 to 27 cents at 1497 to 1509. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 8 to 10 cents lower at 702 to 716. Soybeans are down 23 to 27 cents at 1522 to 1541. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 9 to 11 cents lower at 697 to 728. Soybeans are 21 to 27 cents lower at 1529 to 1546. Wheat closed 5 to 7 cents lower at 682 to 699. Illinois soybean processors placed their soybean bids 25 cents lower at 1547 to 1567. Basis levels were unchanged at 50 to 70 cents over the July. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 477.60 to 487.60. Basis levels were unchanged at 32 to 42 over July. Illinois corn processor cash bids were down 9 cents at 718 to 735. With the basis levels unchanged at 45 to 62 cents over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 15 to 18 cents lower at 717 to 719, with the basis down 6 to 9 cents at 44 to 46 over July. Soybeans were down 18 to 26 cents at 1532 to 1542, with the basis levels unchanged to 7 cents stronger at 35 to 44 over the July. Wheat prices are down 6 to 7 cents at 683 to 697, with the basis levels unchanged at 4 to 17 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 10 to 19 cents lower at 718 to 733. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 19 to 23 cents, with quotations at 1542 to 1559. Soft wheat was down 7 cents at 714 to 715. Milo closed mostly 9 cents lower at 692 to 693. Contract bids to producers for new crop grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall delivery shell corn contracts range from 527 to 538. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1246 to 1260. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 529 to 547. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1255 to 1276. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 532 to 546. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1260 to 1278. This is John Ray reporting.
Now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were $119.95, down 52 cents. August live cattle, $12,000, down 40 cents. December live cattle, $125.92, down 35 cents. August feeder cattle were $144.42, down 22 cents. September feeder cattle, $146.20, down 25 cents. November feeder cattle, $150.15, down 20 cents. July lean hogs were $125, up 27 cents. August lean hogs were $98.27, down 10 cents. And December lean hogs were $82.25, down 15 cents. Now it's time for the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded one penny higher in a range of 95 to 104 with a weighted average carcass price of $98.73. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar higher with good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 49 to 56. 4 to 5 weights traded at 52 to 59, 5 to 550 at 56 to 60, and over 550 pounds at 58 to 63. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings ranging from 68 to 73. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 8,169 head. Moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction Report for June 19th, receipts totaled 560 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1.50 higher, slaughter Holstein steers traded $3 higher, and feeder cattle traded unevenly steady. No market comparison was made on slaughter cows and bulls because they were not reported last week. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 121 to 125. Choice slaughter Holstein steers traded from 111.50 to 115.50. Choice slaughter heifers traded from 121.50 to 123.50. For our slaughter cows, premiums traded at $97. Boners from 80 to 87.50. Leans from 70 to 76.50. And feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 to 6 weights, traded from 150 to 155. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, traded from 145 to 149. 6 to 7 weights, traded at 127 to 136. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 5 to 6 weights, traded at 129 to 134. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from 120.50 to 122, and on a dress basis from 191 to 195. Heifers on a dress basis traded at 192 to 194. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 234 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $106.73, which was 25 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $199.36, which was 38 cents higher, with select carcasses at $185.88, which was $1.19 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000, compared to 124,000 for last week and 128,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 400,000 compared to 396,000 for last week and 399,000 for 1 year ago. And now for the United Producers Weekly Hay Auction Recap at Shelbyville, Illinois for June 18th, receipts totaled 124 bales. Trading was moderate with moderate demand for light offerings. All prices are for small squares and are on a per bale basis. Mixed grass good quality traded from $3 to $3.50 and fair quality hay sold at $2.75. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $7.23. For July, $7.18. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $7.15. For July, $7.10. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $15.32. For July, $15.17. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.80. Once again, those prices are corn at Greenfield is $7.23. Corn at Scottville is $7.15. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.32, and wheat at Scottville is $6.80. That'll conclude part one of today's Morning Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you, Angela. 6:21 on this Friday morning, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And the local weather forecast for day three of the Montgomery County Fair and the first day of summer. Sunny skies, the high about 90. We will have south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 70s. For tomorrow, Saturday, once again, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the low 90s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 70s, high temperatures in the low 90s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds, the barometric pressure steady, and our temperature 72 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. It was a stunning defeat for the 2013 House Farm Bill, and one that throws the bill process in disarray as an end to the fiscal year deadline approaches and an extension of an existing law. There's no way to exaggerate the disappointment for agriculture. 4 years, dozens of hearings, a bipartisan committee vote, and over 100 amendments on the House floor, and still the House rejected the Farm Bill 195-234. Passage would have sent the bill directly to conference with the Senate that passed the bill last week. Now its fate is uncertain. American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore.
We here at Farm Bureau are highly disappointed that the Farm Bill failed to pass. And right now we're like everybody else. We're trying to figure out what is the next step. It is a really tough proposition, and the fact that, you know, we had 60 Republicans that did not vote with the chairman or with the speaker on this process. So, you know, there's obviously some issues on that side of the aisle.
What started out as a huge fight over more than $20 billion in GOP-proposed cuts in food stamp eligibility became the bill's death when the Republicans succeeded in amending the bill to add work requirements to SNAP on a pilot basis. Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer told GOP leader Eric Cantor after the bill's defeat.
We here at Farm Bureau are highly disappointed that the Farm Bill failed to pass. And right now we're like everybody else. We're trying to figure out what is the next step. It is a really tough proposition. And the fact that, you know, we had 60 Republicans that did not vote with the chairman or with the speaker on this process. So, you know, there's obviously some issues on that side of the aisle.
At least on nutrition, production ag amendments did carry with bipartisan support to cap spending on target prices, adopt payment limits nearly the same as the Senate, and scuttle a dairy supply control program in favor of margin insurance. One-to-means test crop insurance subsidies was also defeated. But none of that mattered. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson.
We, like pretty much everyone else in agriculture, are deeply disappointed with the vote. And I think what it means is that folks will go back to work and try and figure out what went wrong. I mean, it seems to me that if you were watching the debate, sort of there were several amendments that were adopted that were very problematic towards final passage.
But Johnson says it was the amendment to add SNAP work requirements that emotionally tipped a lot of votes the wrong way. Johnson says for some, it was just a bit too far. In local news, Chance Mateer was the judge for the Montgomery County Beef Show yesterday morning at 9 o'clock. We asked him what he thought of the turnout this year.
The turnout was good. Total numbers may have been down, but quality and youth involvement was still really good. Had a lot of really good young showmen come out today and bring their projects, which I thought was great. Also, just in terms of overall quality of the livestock, I think we had a pretty good turnout as well.
Mateer also said he was impressed with the youth he saw competing and stressed what an important experience he thinks showing cattle is for them.
I think, you know, not only just understanding, you know, what your animal is and what you can do better to improve your animal. The parts of the showing livestock that became important for me were the connections that you make. It's a great opportunity to get out and meet people. Also, the work ethic and the responsibility that it entrusts in the young people today is what I think really are the overlooked values that come from showing livestock sometimes. It's not just about where you end up at the end of the day. It's what gets you to the place in which you reside. So I think, it's really, really valuable experience.
Today at the Montgomery County Fair, there's a swine show at 9 a.m., and tonight there's a car show and MMA fighting. That'll do it for part two of today's Morning Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in.